But I want to know how it began for you. I mean, the very first inkling that came to you that you had an ability that perhaps others have not yet developed.
Well, the beauty of what I teach is that I absolutely know beyond the shadow of a doubt this is a learned skill. It's not a gift. It's a learned skill. It has to do with developing neuronets in the brain, as does any sort of talent where you might have had some God-given talent to begin with. But it's no different from learning to play the piano or learning to play the violin, learning to ski, learning to play football. I mean, all of those things have to do with neurophysiology and the way brain chemistry operates. But I'm going to back up now and tell you, in the very beginning, the way this started for me was that I had a very cantankerous cat. I had a very noisy kitty that I had gotten from the pound in North Hollywood, and I snuck him into an apartment building where I wasn't supposed to have a cat. And every time I left the apartment, this cat would go off like a fire alarm. And this is the opening chapter of my first book. His name was Rodney, and he was an orange tabby cat, what I like to call the Honda Civic of cats. That is a very common model. It's the orange needle-nose redhead, loudmouth needle-nose redhead. Mm-hmm. And he got me kicked out of one apartment building and was about to get me kicked out of another apartment building. And there was a woman coming to town to work with my vet. And this lady had the very mysterious reputation of being able to talk to animals. And I took this cat to see this woman. And at that point, I was a complete and total skeptic. I'd never heard or seen a person who could telepath with a cat.
How old were you at this point?
I was about 23.
Okay.
And she so completely blew my mind. This was Beatrice Lydecker, by the way. I didn't call her by name in my book, and I will, in case she's listening. Beatrice Lydecker was one of Johnny Carson's favorite guests, and she actually made Ed McMahon cry when she spoke to his cats. And that was a couple of decades ago, so that was even more controversial than this is now. And she was one of the first people out there really in front of the firing squad saying, of course these animals can think and feel. Of course we can learn how to listen to them. And what Beatrice did in that moment, the first thing she I put the cat down on this metal table, you know, at a vet's office where a cat would normally, you know, jump down and hide and be terrified. Rodney looks up at this woman with a look on his face that I'll never forget, like as if to say, what? What are you doing?
What, yeah.
And she's staring at the cat. You know, this doesn't make great television. It's not like your eyes roll back in your head or your arms spin like windmills. It doesn't look like anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're quietly learning how to pick up the pictures inside their minds, feel their feelings, feel their emotion, do a body scan, feel what sort of sensations they have in their body. It's a very reflective, quiet, meditative process. So she said to me, I'm asking him his favorite food. And he says, chicken. And I thought, great, you know, I'm getting hoodwinked here. What kind of an idiot doesn't know that a cat likes to eat chicken?
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, it needs to be white breast chunks in a light sauce. Okay, that sounds like him. And then she said, I'm asking him his favorite place to sit. And he tells me that he likes to sit on the back of a peach-colored armchair in your den that has a big bay window overlooking it. Mm-hmm. And across the street, through that bay window, what he can see is a wooden fence, and behind that wooden fence is a little white terrier. And he goes over there and makes that dog bark. All right, at this point, my jaw hit the linoleum. I mean, I could have fainted. I had a peach-colored couch in the den, and across the street was a little white terrier. And I didn't know that he went over there and made that dog bark.
Yeah, and that would get your attention, all right.
Well, she went on to describe what my friends had said to him the day before. that one of them had said, oh, look at those three little stripes on his head. Isn't he handsome?
Really?
And described the neighbors, that the next-door neighbor had two little girls that were letting him in to be fed, and that's why he hadn't been hungry lately, which is something I now encounter all the time.
That's pretty convincing.
Yeah, because my greatest honor is to have doctors and vets come to my workshops. And there are so many variables to rule out when you have an animal that's not eating. Everything from a bad tooth to grieving the loss of a mate to stomach cancer to the next door neighbor has a little girl that's letting him in to be fed. And whatever she's giving him is something better than what you're giving him.
Yeah.
So
what was Rodney's problem? I mean, what caused Rodney to, I mean, that must have been the center. Once you became convinced that this lady was the real McCoy, then you'd want to know, okay, what's Rodney upset about that's getting me booted out of apartments?
It was separation anxiety. She told me that he had come from a warehouse in a very grubby part of Los Angeles where he had to scream in order to be fed, and that the workmen would only throw food down to the cats if they could hear them. And her diagnosis was the last thing on earth I wanted to hear. She said, you need to get another cat.
Huh.
And I went, oh, no. I already have one too many cats. That's the problem to begin with. She said, oh, no. If you get him a wife, it's going to solve all his problems. But this is another thing that is so true so often. If you get a female dog, if you have one dog that's misbehaving and you go out and you get him a female dog, the female dog will herd the bad dog around and say, you know they don't want you to pee on that. You know that humans don't like you to bark like that and wake them up. You're not supposed to do that, but she'll nag him. But I went out and found a beautiful little black and white coquette named Betty. Rodney fell madly in love with this cat and never meowed again at the top of his lungs. All of his emotional problems were gone.